Hey everybody, it's Crystal, founder of Zeely Creative, a brand design agency. We help you rise above the noise with a brand that grabs the eyes and ears of your customer. Today, let's get into how to balance your creativity and business like a rock star. Okay, now anyone who has a TV, a radio, a cell phone, or some other type of device with internet connection has heard of Beyoncé. Although this podcast is not really about Beyoncé, you cannot deny her work ethic. Well, here is a shocker. Most superstars have a determined drive that is not always seen behind the scenes, but what they produce is clearly a manifestation of all that hard work, because we can't seem to keep ourselves from adding their cherishables to our cart and clicking that button buy. But guess what? They're not superhumans, and they have the same 24 hours in a day that we do. But how do they do it? I know you're thinking to yourself, they have a team. Or you're probably thinking to yourself, like I do sometimes, they have money to have people do it for them. And to a point, this might be true for them now in their careers. But they didn't always have a team. And most of them are doing a lot more even now themselves than what's probably recommended. But guess what? How do you balance your creativity and business like Beyoncé or your favorite rock star? Let's check out some quick and effective ways to find that balance in your busy life. So number one, it's just as easy as this. Make a list. I know it sounds easy, it sounds very simple, but the truth is most people don't do it, and they wonder why they're all over the place in their day-to-day. I know, I've been there. It can be as easy as taking a sheet of paper, folding it down the middle, writing creative on one side and business on the other side. The business side are things that you would need to do in order to stay afloat as a business. The creative side sometimes has to do with your business, but a lot of times it could be a bunch of fluff if you're not careful. So having the two lists will help you to visualize what's important and what can wait. If you're more of a techie person like me and you like using apps or some type of platform, then guess what? They have a lot of them out there. But one that I use that I would highly recommend is Trello. Trello.com. I'll have the link in the description. It's Trello.com. I use it all the time, and you can create these things called cards. And what these cards are, they're kind of like little folders, and you can title each folder appropriately to whatever your project is. And when you're done with a card, you can drag them and move them to another larger card, which I usually do is working on, completed, and then sometimes I have other ones. But you can drag it on to see what you're working on. You can even put due dates and checklists in each card. It's really cool. I suggest you go check it out. That's Trello.com. But this will help you to see and to prioritize what's important. Okay, number two, match them up. So we've already created our list with the creative side and the business side. So now if you have a creative item that needs to be done for a business goal, then match them up and do the creative portion first so that it can help you meet that business goal. And then follow through immediately after that's done on the business portion. If you run into some type of creative, if you're running some type of creative company like I do, like a graphic design, web design, music, app company or software, then a great example would be like adding photos of a client project you just finished to your portfolio, which shows potential clients your wonderful skills, honey. So, you know, those are creative things that actually can affect your business. All right, number three, set aside time. Business tasks should take priority if you want to stay in business, of course. For example, if you don't want to be worried about your business cards, or you don't want to be worried about your business cards if you haven't followed up with a potential customer that left you a message 2 days ago. You don't want to do that. So again, we hit on prioritization. Or You don't want to be focused on pretty images for your website if you haven't started on the client project that's due in 2 days that normally takes a week. I'm just saying. I'm aware that all work and no play is absolutely boring. So set aside that time when you're taking a break. So instead of watching Hulu or Netflix on your break, use this time to indulge in that creative thing that you're dying to do. Even if it's just a few minutes each time. Sometime when you do this, at least I know for me, you get an idea of how to incorporate it into your business. Or sometimes you find another use for it. You just never know. But that's a thought. Set aside time. Number 4, our final step. Get up early or go to bed later. I know people don't want to hear this. And I save this one for last because people don't want to hear this. But it is so true. I said it earlier. Everyone has the same 24 hours a day. And sometimes in order to get things done, especially if you have a family, you have to rise early or stay up late to get those things done so that you're not interrupted. Those early moments for me is absolutely wonderful when I can get it in. But for you late night, I have a friend, she's a night owl. The nighttime, if you're a night owl, that nighttime would be perfect when everyone goes to bed, and that's the time set aside for you. If you prioritize your day the night before and write out 2 lists, the ones we spoke about earlier, so you'll know what needs to be done and how much time you'll need to spend on each item, it will help you tremendously. Even if some things take a little longer or shorter than planned, don't worry about it. Just get it done, do as much as you can, and then reorganize your list if you didn't get everything on the list done. Remember, you can always finish tomorrow what you didn't finish today. So, do you feel like a rock star yet? Don't worry if you don't. You will eventually. Once you decide which method, if not all, works best for you, you'll start knocking down your business tasks and using the creative list appropriately to meet these goals. And whatever creative things are left that have nothing to do with your business, you can do them on your downtime. So, for now, I'm going to drop the mic, smash the guitar, and end this podcast. Until next time, don't forget, subscribe, like, and share the video. Connect with us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook under Zeely Creative. And remember, Zeely Creative is the brand design agency that helps you rise above the noise with a brand that grabs the eyes and ears of your customer. Until next time, have a good one.